Live and local, this is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. With over 200 combined years of sports coverage in Acadiana, this is a gathering unlike any other.
Well, every week this show looks better to me.
Every week your eyesight gets worse.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies. Here's your host, Don Allen.
Hey, everybody, along with Bruce Brown, Glenn Quibido, Bobby Ardwan, finally, and Tom Brown, welcome to our man cave.
Bobby.
It's a little bright
in here.
No,
pick up.
Comes in with sunglasses on.
Did you come from Goodwill?
No.
Pick up your arms.
Did you come from Opelousas?
No, wait a minute. Pick up your arms. Look at this.
He's got tags on his clothes.
He's
got the purchase tag.
Regular old mini Pearl here inside the 237 Roof Studios.
Can we play something from the Grand Ole Opry real quick?
Sure thing. Any requests?
Bobby, you're supposed to cut those off. That's embarrassing.
Bobby, you got that? No, but he probably got it at Goodwill. It's brand new.
No, I didn't.
Huh?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you paid full price for something?
Somebody gave it to him.
Yeah, my son bought it for me.
See?
Oh. Well, Bobby, you got to pull off the tags. You're not Minnie Pearl.
You know.
Why? They leave tags on their hats when they buy them. We might as well just leave it on your jacket. Yeah. You know,
he always comes in styling. Look at that hat.
That's not styling.
Got on his bebop hat.
When you got your tag attached to your jacket, that is not considered styling.
Yeah, but the chapeau's cool. I like the chapeau.
Bob outfitted tonight in an excellent dark gray bebop hat, a navy blue alpine jacket because it's 70 degrees outside, jeans and some mountain shoes.
And he did it in the dark.
And he will never come in late again.
Wearing his new Foster Grant sunglasses.
It's so good to see you.
Yeah. Well, he's about to leave.
Good Lord, Bobby.
This is a tough room.
Did you wear that in court today?
Not the jacket.
Thank God.
Oh, shit.
Bobby was covering court for all of you out there. He wasn't actually
a
plaintiff in court.
You go from a murder trial to a sports talk show.
Hey, that's my life, bro.
One circus to another.
Welcome to my world.
I don't get speechless very often, but this is one of those times.
So you go from St. Landry School Board to murder trial to sports talk show.
Parish Council
to prep football to...
You couldn't find anything, Clint?
You don't have anything about Minnie Pearl?
Oh, I didn't know if you were taking a request on Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, Minnie Pearl had something to say with her tags on her hat.
Yes, howdy.
Howdy. Yeah. I haven't seen that in years, man. She was
so nice to have you here, Bobby. Yeehaw.
Yeah. No,
howdy!
Wait, save that for Bobby. Bobby's entrance.
I don't think he'll be making an entrance during the show anytime soon.
Think about it. We canceled the Astros Yankees for this. God looked down and said, No baseball tonight. Let there be rain. Let these guys go ahead and have their show. And now he's thinking, what did I do?
Well, in a week,
if we didn't love you, Bobby, we wouldn't kid you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
On the way coming over here, guys, though, they didn't promo us, so no one may know that we're doing this show tonight.
Tom put us on Facebook.
Okay.
You mean 3 or 4 times.
Brother Ben Love didn't give us some love?
No, he was...
He did during the show.
He did?
Okay.
Maybe during the 4 o'clock. You might have still been in court there, Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what did he? Does he go to a different station for? Doesn't he have ESA or somebody right now?
No.
Oh,
no. You talking about the Pete's Prep Power Hour?
Yeah.
Well, that was yesterday.
Pete's what?
The Pete's Prep Power Hour.
Prep Power Hour. Okay.
Yeah. So
no, that's because that was slower for us old people.
That was yesterday. It was.
Bet you can't say that fast.
No, I'll pass.
Pete Prep Power Hour.
You can't even do it.
Hamburger. I don't know, man. Oh, that was yesterday? Okay.
Yeah, it was yesterday. We taped it during the Astros game to air today. Because the original plan was to air that in that 30-minute gap between Bumper to Bumper Sports and Astros. And then, obviously, we all know what happened.
Did he happen to get Danny Jones on again saying that St. Thomas More would never lose another game this year?
All takes exposed there. No, we re-ran that on Monday, though.
Y'all did? Who did? R ran it?
No, Ben ran it.
Ben ran it?
Yeah, Ben ran it.
Yeah,
we can. How can we not? How can Ben not run it? He was getting calls and texts about it over the course of like 4 days straight.
Kind of misspoke there.
Oh no, I think he did that deliberately, and it's like, man, you definitely opened up Pandora's box with that.
Doing it deliberately.
Yeah.
Who was it that was quoted as saying that there's not a football team in the state of Louisiana that can beat STM?
Not in the state of Louisiana, District 4-4A. You gotta hear the whole clip, and
That was Danny.
Oh, okay.
Danny.
I'm gonna pull it up right now just so we can hear it one more time. Oh, I'm kidding. We're gonna probably hear this a lot.
I'm not sure, and folks, I don't work for St. Thomas More. Okay, so this is strictly my opinion. I don't think there's anybody in our district that's within four touchdowns of us. Maybe that's a bit much, but three for sure. I just think there's too much firepower. And the defense has a lot of experience. It's back. And overall,
especially
is doing some great things.
Field.
That's not a slight on anybody. I just think St. Thomas More's got that much firepower right now.
Isn't Westgate in their district?
Boom.
Yes. That's the joke there.
That's the credibility dive that you just heard.
What's his jersey number, by the way, since there's no one that can stay within four touchdowns of our Cougars?
00?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think there was any way that Holstein was going to get held down. What did they score in that game? 21?
21.
Yeah.
I have a thought, and it's only a thought. Actually, it's comprised of two parts. One, Westgate's a lot better than anybody thought they were.
Well, look at
two, you cannot lose Besh in that offense.
Yeah.
You cannot. I don't care what anybody says, including our boy. I don't care what anybody says. You do not replace that, and you do not make it happen with other people.
But, well, Westgate's been pretty competitive for a few years now.
Bruce made a good point. Yes, those Cats only lost to LCA by
7-0 in the opener.
7-0. And LCA has proven. We're going to find out tomorrow night.
No, found out against Acadiana. You're going to.
It was 7-6 going into the fourth quarter, Don. That might be the best team around here. Is Acadiana, not STM.
That's
not
right.
A doubt in my mind.
Yes.
That's right. But
all right, so 7-6.
LCA stayed with them.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what I was
and
talking
tomorrow
about.
Night's going to be – tomorrow night's. I talked to Louis Cook today. I said, what kind of crowd are you expecting? And how many tickets did you send to LCA? LCA came and picked up 400. Okay? They serious. They picked up 400. The stadium at Crowley.
Probably the pastor went over there by himself to pick that up, too.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Uh-uh.
The stadium in Crowley, so I guess the first block is going to be prep, which is great. The stadium in Crowley, the reserve section at Gardner Memorial Stadium holds 1,080. The main stands holds about almost 2,000 to 3,000. And then across the fields, 800, and Louis said so. Louis expecting between
3 and 4.
No, not that much. Although it could be, but because it's Thursday night in Acadia Parish, it's Rice Festival. The only bad thing about that is, if it wouldn't be Rice Festival, a lot of those teams would be watching that Thursday night game. A lot of Crowley High fans and Church Point fans, Iota fans. But because it's Rice Festival, all of them are playing on Thursday night, I believe, unless they're on the road. But, he's expecting a big crowd. And I asked him, I said, how many tickets do you normally send a team? He said, well, we don't normally send them unless it's playoffs or they request them. And I think he said when they played Catholic High when Zion was a senior, they were both 9-0 in week 10, and it was at Catholic High. I think he said Brandon S. told him that was the largest crowd he's ever seen at Catholic High. And there was one other time somebody requested 500 tickets, but he doesn't ever remember anybody, above that. But 400
coming to pick them up.
Yeah, he said normally somebody like a Turlins up there will ask for 200, 250. No, LCA wanted 400.
Tom, you're lucky. You're going to have a spot to watch that game. Not everybody can say that.
Sure am. We ought to be nice and comfy.
Early.
Huh?
Still going to have to get there early.
Well, we usually do because we have to set up all the equipment, you know, and just not to battle the crowds and everything.
Sure.
But, you know.
Well, you know what? I found out something because I'm hoping to go to the game, but if I don't, I didn't know this, but Crescent City Sports, I think it's on, it's either LHSAA and then Crescent City Sports or NOLA Crescent City Sports. They televise a game of the week in the state every week,
yeah.
And tomorrow night is Notre Dame and LCA. So you can watch it on your computer. If you pull up Crescent City Sports, that they will show the game live.
What's the Cox statewide game?
I haven't looked. I don't think they ever. I don't know either.
Man, I miss those days when 15 would have a game in a week, and you know Channel 15 would.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, you did them, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever happened to that? Well, why'd they stop?
I can't tell you why they stopped.
Oh, here comes the wizard. He knows.
No, he didn't.
No. Yes.
I think it has something to do with the fact, obviously, it's a lot of new ownership and also the fact that I know at least
this was 14 years ago.
Yes. And but they, I remember them doing that in the at least
probably
as far back
long.
As like the early like 2010s or so.
Yeah.
Well, they're network
yeah.
affiliated now also.
Yeah. The yeah. network affiliated, and then also more so for KD from Channel 13. That's what I know they used to air back when I was in high school in like the early 2000s, and that was kind of where it faded off. I feel like it was just the fact that now with KDN, and now that's all like News 15 and all that. It's the fact they're all owning that, and it's My Network TV, which is just a complete joke in and of itself. So
wow.
I think there's a lot of things going on with that. And now it's like you kind of have to deal with that kind of aspect. They're not necessarily treating with as much respect as maybe it should have.
Basically. It happened 5 years ago. It happened in 2014.
That was your last game?
Yes. That was the last game. And when they shut down the football, they shut down the baseball the following year. They shut down all UL sports. That's
wow. Well, with today's...
My KLAF
given
is the station that did it.
Given today's IMG... They wouldn't have a shot to cover any of that stuff anyway.
Well, IMG is radio.
But that's about the time that they did go to the network, isn't it? About 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, they'd already been a part of that. It's more just the fact I know now that with a lot of the other sports like soccer or whatnot, you wind up getting those over on RageOcasions.com. They've gone strictly online streaming. I know some of the games they'll have will be on CST, especially when you look at baseball. I think it's just the fact nowadays it's the model of, oh, hey, let's get these guys on the three or now the plus. I feel like they had been a part of the ESPN3 type deal, but obviously with baseball, you had those games on like a Saturday afternoon. It was positive. It was the way they had it back then was perfect.
Mike, I know Mike Mitchell listens to the show often. Mike, call in. Tell everybody why KLAF doesn't do those games anymore.
Mike's probably an Orange Beach.
Mike's like, I'm not touching that.
No. Mike was out by then, but he knows.
He knows.
He knows.
Well, you know, those are some great. Those are some great broadcasts. I remember that.
I know. I do too. Gerald Broussard got his start on doing football on television. Yeah.
Oh, no. People tuned in, too. That's why I didn't understand, man. They got all of Acadiana tuning in on Friday nights because you always had good games.
It has to be, in part, I think, what the Wiz said, the onset of KADN and the onset that they wanted to do a full network sort of thing. And you can always look at money as a reason somewhere there, too.
Yeah.
So, you hear music in the background, and actually that's just music. Behind my talking. Okay, that was the joke, and it wasn't funny. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies.
I didn't know it was a joke.
We'll be back after this.
Now, back to Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game. You can't.
Get the Artco live.
By the way, in a minute, we're busy. We're talking. We're having fun.
Yeah, but last week when they started rolling, it started rolling, buddy.
Oh, you want to talk about the California rule?
Oh, we could do that again if they want to.
It was 2 weeks ago, I think, too.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, never had a something to generate those kind of calls.
I have a question.
I know one that would do it, though.
I have a question. Before you get into your I know would do it, though. What did you hear about Catholic High and St. Thomas More again?
Well, that's all second and third hand.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer. We certainly will not repeat rumors.
Well, no.
False rumors on this show.
No, something about having 12 men on the field more than once or twice or three times.
You don't want St. Thomas More?
Yeah, but it's not St. Thomas More's fault if it did happen. And
how can the coaches, if it did happen, as many times?
No, see, officials have to. Tom was an official. Tom, I'll tell you. What is it, the bat judge?
It's the first thing you do as an official is you've got officials assigned to count the offense and the defense before anything starts happening.
Every official?
They're assigned.
Two on each side.
Two guys are assigned to the offense, two to the defense.
Okay.
When I was doing it, it was referee and line judge for the offense, and I believe it was head linesman and back judge for the defense.
Okay.
In the end, it didn't make any difference.
Or the umpire.
Catholic High won the game, but, you know. But it's not something that you see often. And
As many times as they're claiming it might be. No, you don't see it that often.
Yes. And
they're like saying 8-plus times in three plays in a row that they had 12 on the field?
Yeah, I mean, depending on who you talk to. I've talked to people.
And Catholics still put up 50?
Yeah. I wasn't there. I didn't see it.
I talked to Coach Cheer, and I talked to some people in Baton Rouge, and I think they confirmed it with Catholic High. And and the question again goes back to how did the officials not catch that?
How did Catholic High not catch it?
Well, yeah, but now that was a fast-paced game now. You know, I mean, they were going back and forth. I could see it happening.
One,
just
two, three,
that
four,
it would
five,
happen
six,
more
seven,
than
eight, nine, 10, 11. That took 2.5 seconds.
Well,
What officials association?
I have no idea.
I'm sure it was Lafayette if it was played at SCM.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the word out there, but more than one people have said the word, and the people that said the word, I respect.
That's over now.
I mean, it's over. It didn't influence the outcome of the game, obviously, you know, but it says a lot for how good Catholic High is
if they can
score 50 playing against, you know, the extra man. That ain't Texas A&M's 12th guy, you know. So, you know.
All right.
Let me tell you, SDM's got enough problems going on right now with everything going on.
I missed that story.
Yeah, well.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly, if you don't like someone, you just poison them.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Come on now.
Tom,
no.
Shame
I,
on
I,
you.
I, wasn't, he was talking
hey,
about
I just
that.
Read
I was
the
talking
newspaper
about Westgate.
Article.
Yeah, well, it's all kind of stuff on KATC and KLFY and advertising and everywhere else. But now we're talking about the Westgate. But again, Westgate, like we said earlier, shouldn't have been that big a surprise.
We went from poisoning to Westgate? Okay, go on, Glenn.
I didn't. He did.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Pick your poison, Don.
Yeah.
Ponder that for a moment.
No. No, but those guys got four division. We talked about this. Yeah, they got four Division I signees playing on that team. I mean, my God, why would anybody be surprised that they could play some ball? I mean, you know, it's amazing. Westgate's always going to have a good team. Some good athletes, and they proved it every year. Remember when they used to go like 5-5 in a regular season and wind up in a damn semifinals and stuff?
Yeah,
you got
high
go like, season. What the heck? You know.
Well, one year, I forget what the year it was, but I covered the game. But they played at Cajun Field. They played for a state championship.
Westgate? You're talking about Nish. Nish played St. Aug in 1986, I believe it was.
Oh no, this is. Westgate did play for a state champion. I'm almost
did
positive.
At Cajun Field?
Yeah, in the
Somebody
snow.
Somebody call us and tell us that.
Even Bruce is raising his eyebrows a little bit this
time. I don't remember that one.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean.
Because they had years where, like you said, 6-4 or 5-5.
Yeah.
And then they just lit a fire under them, and they win 4 or 5 in a row and get deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, because I was talking to an assistant coach who's now in St. Landry Parish. And he was an assistant coach at Westgate, and he reminded me that I had covered that particular game. I mean, it wasn't warm because the press box at Cajun feel, you really can't turn up the heat too much because it fogs up the windows.
Yeah.
So we were all sitting there with gloves and.
You remember
and,
who they played?
No.
Neither do I.
I remember. Were you there? I remember covering Nish and St. Aug in the state finals when Bobby Kiesler was the head coach for the first time. And it was a 16-7 was the game. I don't remember a lot of scores, but I remember that one. 16-7 and St. Aug.
It's great about the show. We remember bits and pieces of things, you know?
Yeah, you got memories.
Well, I remember that snow week was a semifinal
for Notre Dame.
For Notre Dame.
That was in rain, yeah.
Well,
that
was snow on the field. Then.
That was Notre Dame and Catholic High of New Iberia.
Yeah, what, Wiz? What, Wiz?
You're off to see the wizard. Some wonderful wizard of Oz.
Turn that down.
I just lost the hearing in my left ear.
Sorry about that. But anyways, so we got a call in. Dwayne on the line. Want to kind of throw in. That was Westgate Rummel back in 2009. That was the snow game at Cajun Field.
Okay.
You just made Bobby's
night,
man. Was
that semifinals?
10 years ago, Bobby. You couldn't remember 10 years ago?
Y'all were questioning my infinite wisdom.
Well, what were you doing covering
Well,
Westgate?
I mean, you do have your tag still on your jacket.
Oh, for the advocate.
Is Dwayne on the line?
No, he's not on the line. He just wanted to
drop
that.
Thanks for calling, Dwayne.
Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate that.
Thanks,
so it
thanks
was
for
Rummel.
Making Bobby's night.
Rummel and
that
Westgate.
Was to get to the dome.
That's what I'm saying, man. Look, Westgate.
That was to get to the dome, you think?
Yeah, that was a semifinal week. Yeah, I remember that very, very clearly because of the Notre Dame Catholic High game that they bickered about playing and not playing. Mm-hmm.
That was a big surprise. Another big surprise, I think it was last week, wasn't it Nish beating the dog out of Lafayette High?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Was that right, Plant? It wasn't close.
It was a lot to a little.
It was a landslide.
42-13,
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was their first win. It was a big surprise. It makes you wonder, like, heading into the district play, I mean, they were looking really good, and then now things just – they're having to pretty much, like, hope for a win against Southside to make the postseason.
Who is they, you keep saying?
Lafayette High.
Okay.
And Southside beats Sulphur, which is terrible by a point.
Yep.
Well, I just may give you an
idea. Sulphur is a new coach now.
That no one's really sure about that district, except for Acadiana.
Sure.
No one's really sure.
And
how
Sulphur
good
has another new coach, so you know, whenever you change your coach, you always get a little bump in enthusiasm and play a little bit better. So it's hard to tell.
They got a new
it's
coach
hard to compare
that week?
Scores.
But you know, we're talking about Southside.
They just got a new coach. They let the other guy go.
That week? Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Southside's going to be a power to reckon with. With that way that community's growing. And I was talking to Louis Cook the other day, and I said, I was asking about his teams, his freshman team and stuff like that. And he said, we played Southside twice. He said they drive up here in two busloads.
Wait. Notre Dame's complaining about the size of another team?
Oh, no. Freshman. No. I'm saying that Southside's bringing two busloads of freshmen. Louis has trouble finding freshmen.
Can we take this break? He's over there making faces at you.
All right, Wizard. Hit it, brother. And then bring back Minnie.
Yeah. Pay them bills.
They're here to tell it like it is and how it was. This is Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Yeah, until he wore his jacket with the price tag on it, sharp-dressed man would have been all about Bobby. Now it's not anymore. Now we got to find something else.
Wow.
I think that's going to become a permanent fixture.
Yeah, that might be. That might be pretty regular on this show.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies. We actually do accept phone calls here.
Oh, Lord.
And we promise not to hang up on you.
I'm telling
That's just because we have not run across the right caller yet.
You just have to guess the number.
Yeah, we have
the number.
That's right.
We're in the middle of preps now. Hey, y'all don't want to discuss with
706-0111 before you get off on another one. Go ahead.
Clint's going to have to get a longer lead-in song, though, for the commercials if you really want to go when you start playing the music.
No, I was going to throw it. What were we saying? Bobby, you're not saying anything. Let's throw it to Bobby and let Bobby bring up that Church Point deal because that's a pretty interesting deal.
No, it's not.
The heck it's not?
It's not.
The advertiser this morning had a big old story on it.
My point exactly.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Well, I've been running the story, too, since August. Church Point has an outstanding running back named Rodney Dupuy, and Rodney's been starting for Church Point since his freshman year, and the coaches there, or the statisticians, have been compiling his stats, which have been outstanding every year, and supposedly he needs 11 yards to become the all-time leading rusher, supplanting Tony Citizen, the great Tony Citizen.
The all-time leading rusher at Church Point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tony was there from 81 to 80, 85 or 86.
4 or 5 years.
And then he went to McNeese, had another outstanding career. However, in publicizing it, both in my paper, and the Daily World, and this morning in the Advertiser, I guess people have been calling into the show, and they say that maybe Tony Citizen actually has more yards than the coaches from Church Point initially considered. So the Church Point coaches are in a process, and they want to do it right. They want to get it accurate. And the whole thing is whether Tony Citizen played as a freshman or whether he ran his first play as a sophomore at Church Point. So they're trying to find if Tony Citizen played as a freshman, and if so, how much yardage did he actually have if he played that freshman year?
You know, as good as he was, he almost certainly played as a freshman, wouldn't he, wouldn't you think?
Well, I was talking to Church Point people today because they had contacted me and wanted to know if I could archive anything for them, and at presently I can't. But they said that Tony would have been had to been transported from the junior high school where the freshmen apparently were during the 1980s, and you know, and so they don't know whether that happened or not. They can't find anybody who can validate that yet. Okay.
His parents aren't living there, or
I have no idea. I have no idea. I you know, I think the best solution, obvious solution to me, is to call Tony Citizen. Yeah. I think he's still in Lake Charles area where he played 4 years for McNeese State.
Best thing to do is look him up on Facebook.
Didn't he have a 300-yard run at 300-yard game at McNeese?
Yeah, yard run. I missed that one. Yeah.
No, his
that was against USL.
It was.
His very first game at McNeese when he was a freshman, he set a single game freshman running record of 304 yards. Now, later, that record was broken by Marshall Faulk, I think, who had 320-something later in Marshall Faulk's first game at San Diego State.
Yeah, but he didn't do it in Louisiana. Oh, you mean that was a national record?
Yeah,
national
I'm record. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was an NCAA record.
Hello? Hello, Glenn. Hurst Glenn.
I was out to lunch with the wizard. We were looking for Minnie.
No, he was reading the paper.
Anyway, so it's no big deal if, you know, all you can say right now is if Rodney Dupuy against Northwest Friday night, if he rushes for more than 11 yards, like I told the Church Point people, you just say at this point that it's believed to be that he has the rushing.
Well, how are you going to write that? Because you're going to write it.
I just wrote it for you.
That's what you're going to.
It's believed.
It's believed to be.
It's believed to be. And that covers everything. It's called writing around the truth.
It's two great careers, no matter what
well,
ends
not
up coming out
with,
of it.
Then you don't lead with that. But no. I bet you somebody does lead with that.
Bruce, now we're going to have an argument on
how to lead the story. Yeah.
Well, no, you can't lead the story there if you're not sure it's accurate.
Well, suppose
yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah. Today's media.
What's his name again? Rodney Dupuy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rodney Dupuy tonight set the believed to be
No, if he rushes for 150 yards, you can lead with Rodney Dupree rushed for 150 yards tonight, leading Church Point to such and such and such and such, and you can throw it in.
No, you
lead. You know, that is believed to be a Church Point career rushing record.
You lead with the fact that Church Point obviously is four touchdowns better than any other team in this district.
Oh, no.
Oh, that was a joke, too. My jokes are missing tonight.
Who are they playing this week?
Northwest.
Well, Iota's in that district, right?
Yeah.
They beat Iota.
They beat Iota. Now, if Church Point beats Northwest, they're the favorite.
Yeah, they're
if Northwest beats Church Point, then it's game on for the next 3 weeks. Because Church.
Who do you got? Port Barry and who else?
Port Barry is, as we talked about earlier,
Port Barry's in the Notre Dame district.
Is in Class 2A, and they have an easy schedule with Notre Dame and Lafayette Christian.
You were talking about big upsets. Since we're still with preps, and we'll talk about it all.
Who?
You were talking about rain over Eunice to me was a biggie.
They got a new coach, and I mean, he's doing a good job.
But that doesn't limit the size of the upset that was.
Bobby knows
defending
more
state
about
champion.
It.
Yeah, but
just because you're the defending state champion doesn't mean you're going to be good the next year. Are you going to be that good the next year?
An unbeaten defending state champion.
Eunice started the season with only two or three people coming back from their state championship defense. But as of before the rain game, they had allowed the fewest points in St. Landry Parish. So, but the coaches said rain would be tough. I watched rain in a scrimmage, and rain's offense didn't impress me as much as their defense. Dude, they blitz on every play, or so it looks like.
I'll let you know next week because we've got rain and North Vermillion.
They have great athletes.
They've got a good little running back in rain, and then their quarterback's pretty good too.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's Kane Guidry. He's from rain,
yeah.
And he was the offensive coordinator at Crowley High before he went back to rain. So, you know, he's been able to kind of get a hold of all those rain kids and keep them there because, you know, they've lost a couple in the past.
Well, like the Eunice coach told me prior to the rain game, he said, we used to be able to game plan for rain very easily because Kurt Ware was at rain, he said, Kurt came from Eunice High to rain, and he said, we ran the same offenses, and he said it was we could plug it in. But he said rain last Friday night was going to be a lot tougher to game plan for because they're so much different this year, both offensively and defensively.
Those of you tuning in wondering why we're here and the Astros aren't, that's because the Astros and Yankees are not. Game 4 has been postponed to tomorrow night because of the threat of heavy. Did they ever have those heavy rains, Clint? New York, did they?
I think so.
I know they had them forecast.
They did happen.
They had them forecast all day long. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a nor'easter.
Nor'easter?
Like the people up there, what it is.
It's a tsunami.
It's a cold front coming in from the north and tropical moisture coming in.
Okay.
Well, I'm just trying to explain it to you. That's why they had to cancel the game.
So at this point in the prep season, how many Superdome or other championship location teams do we have?
Notre Dame, LCA, Acadiana.
St. Thomas More, despite all.
Four. Bro Bridge ain't bad.
Iota.
No.
Well, you said, I didn't say state champions, I said finals games. You have a chance.
I've seen Iota play. They're strong.
It's all going to depend on where they're seated and who they have to play.
Yeah, you get
if they're on opposite sides of the brackets, you can almost bet LCA and Notre Dame will meet up again.
Oh, Lord.
There's nobody can play with them.
Depends on how good St. Charles is. We haven't seen them.
You had said that. St. Charles is supposed to be pretty good. But, again, it depends on what side of the brackets those two wind up on. I don't think they can meet any earlier than the semis, even if they're on the same side. I could be wrong. But
no, you're right. Yeah, they wouldn't. Here's what's going to happen. In that division, there's going to be a first-round bye. So whoever wins this game tomorrow night is probably going to end up being the top seed.
Yeah.
Okay? And, I mean, it could still work out because of Notre Dame's schedule. They could still be the top seed. But what's going to end up happening is two of the teams are going to be 2-3 between Notre Dame, LCA, St. Charles.
Yeah.
You know, two of those teams are going to be 2-3, and that's who's going to meet in the semifinals.
Yeah, I'm just occurred to me. I didn't realize
you still
the
got
game
Catholic
was tomorrow night. You guys are going to be opposite the UL Arkansas State game.
That's
then,
right.
Aren't you?
I bet they outdraw.
I've set my recorder. But you also have Catholic High. Don't forget. I don't care what their start was on the season.
Well,
but Trey Amos at quarterback, you know, in that division against the teams in that division, they are just as capable of being in the semifinal as anyone.
Sure they are. Well, they played Barb. They played Barb, Brobridge, and Vermilion Catholic. That's their three losses. So, well, that's nothing. That's
no,
nothing
not at all.
About
the
right
select
there.
The select championship games are going to be.
And they haven't decided the sites yet, have they? You saw what Bo Nine said?
No, I don't believe they have.
Bo Nine says the way he interprets what they did is that the higher seeded team is going to play at home.
Yeah, that's what they're looking at right now.
And but, I think there's going to be a legal battle.
But they haven't announced that.
No one's announced anything.
No, but I think Robin Fambro, I think, did something in the advocate.
What kind of legal battle are they going to have?
Well, I mean, the home team should be able to put it where he wants to put it. They always have. Nish played St. Aug at Cajun Field. Westgate played Rummel at Cajun Field.
Well, why would there be a legal battle over that?
That was a long time ago, Glenn.
Why would there be a legal battle over that? If, let's just say,
Bo Nine says you have to play on your home field. Now, I don't know if that's exactly.
Is it written like that in the rule book? I don't know.
He's interpreting it. He's interpreting it differently from them.
But if both coaches agree, they can play it wherever the heck they want.
Yeah.
But if one coach disagrees,
right,
can't.
And if Bo Nine is refusing to let them play combined and just tell them they got to hold their own playoffs, then they can do whatever the heck they want.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
You would think.
If he's too tough on them, they're going to split. They're going to split.
They're going to split?
They're going to split.
They're going to split twice. And then a split from a split.
It'd be like an amoeba. They'd be going all over the place.
Chemistry class.
They'd be in a Mississippi league before it's over with.
That's our music. We need to take a commercial break. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies. We would love to hear from you tonight. You won't believe this, but there is room if you do call. 706-0111. We'll be back.
The viewpoints heard on this program could be considered politically incorrect. Good thing they're too old to care.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Okay, we're back. Don's on the phone. We're going to get to him in just 1 second. William Weathers texted in to say what?
He said,
forgot about Newman with Archie Manning's grandson, Manning. That's Cooper's son.
Yeah, he says he's the best of all of the Mannings.
That's what Archie said. Archie said he's further along than Peyton and Eli were as freshmen.
Yeah. Okay.
Good Lord.
And we kind of forgot about it. The only reason why I didn't think too hard about him is because they were unbeaten last year and got beat by 40 in the semis.
And we'll get to Louie in just a moment. Let's take you to the phones first. Don, hi. What's on your mind? John. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just reminding what he talked to Bobby about. You too, actually, Don. I used to have racehorses, and I got the videotapes of you calling the races at Evangeline Downs. But anyway, I was telling you guys that Bobby Arduin knows Charles Daniels. He's been keeping the statistics at Fort Bear High School for 63 years.
Yep.
And
Charles Daniels.
That's pretty impressive. He said he got out of the military and started doing it, so I just thought, this is the first time I listened to you guys, and I tell you what, it's an awesome show. I'm not usually in my truck at this time, but
thank you.
Y'all wanted some interesting stuff. I've been helping Charles for about 25 years, and I was 5 years old when he started doing it.
John,
that's pretty impressive.
John, this is Bobby. What do the Port Barry people think of that 6-2A district that they're in right now with Notre Dame and
LCA?
Really, you know, I guess it's the select and non-select deal. They're good with it because last year there was Eunice, Northwest, Church Point, Crowley, and Iota. So go figure that, you know. But they're not bad with it because of the you know, LCA and Notre Dame, you know, it's kind of kissing your sister, really, because you can't play with the big boys, and then the numbers are getting better since we dropped back down to 2A. But, you know, at 3A, we couldn't compete for the last 15 years, which is very disappointing, you know. But we just don't have the numbers to play with the Unises and the Church Points, you know.
John,
but, they're pretty good with it, you know. They're the crowds have been, Bobby. I haven't seen you at a game this year, but that doesn't mean anything. But the crowds have been really a positive for the last this year and the last part of last year.
Well, they've actually been doing pretty good this year, haven't they?
They're 4-2.
Yeah,
they're 4-2. You know,
they're 4-2.
They're going to get some good. They're going to get some good power points just by playing LCA and Notre Dame. They'll get some good power points.
Well, absolutely, and they beat two 4A schools, which Tara and Beauchesne, you know, but listen to my move, really. I wish I could laugh, but I can't. But I've been doing this for a long time, and ask Coach Trotsky and them about playing Port Barry 15, 20 years ago. That wasn't happening, you know. But you take your lumps, you know. But they're doing better. The numbers are getting better. The JV and the 7th-8th graders. But back in 2A, that's where they belong. But they all right with the LCA and Notre Dame deal. You know, just
good.
Hopefully nobody gets mauled. You know, whatever. But
John,
that's one of those things.
Bobby said he's going to be to Port Barry very, very soon.
I've already seen him play. John, I saw y'all play against Opelousas Catholic now.
Oof, I didn't realize it was that good.
Yeah, that wasn't pretty, was it?
No, sir. Listen, Opelousas, everybody, and I don't know who this thing show, but Opelousas Catholic is a rival from way, way back. And the problem I have five grandkids at OC. And everybody, you know, they had the game. They said, "Papa, you coming?" I said, "Nope, not yet. Can't do it to one of you guys but wearing that jersey or whatever." You know, but you know, you watch them. Look, they're doing a good job. I mean, they're impressive. I really thought when they played DC, I said, "Well, I told them, I said, y'all gonna get your number tonight." My goodness, that didn't happen. You know,
they beat DC.
Yeah, beat them handily. I think NBC, if I'm not mistaken. You know,
that's impressive.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Yeah, that's very impressive. You know, but gotta tell you guys, I'm gonna have to start sitting in my truck in the afternoon. Now this is good.
You know, that's right. Keep calling.
I hear the promo, the Five Guys Stories and Lies, and I hear Don and Bobby. I said, well, I know those two. The other guys, I don't know that well.
You're not missing anything, John.
Yeah, we stay pretty much under the radar.
No, you hit the highlights, sir.
Well,
they don't talk any, John.
No, y'all just not as long in the tooth as those other two guys. Y'all don't have as many lies to tell.
He's got a point. John, thanks for calling. It's great to hear from you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Tell Bobby to call Charles and get him on there with y'all one day.
Yeah,
we'll do.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Thanks again.
Have
for
a good
call.
One.
Yeah.
That might be a source for you, you know, if the guy's been keeping stats that long. I'm sure Port Barry and Church Point probably played back then. It's a possibility, you know.
That's a good point.
Maybe he would know whether he's saw Tony Citizen playing as a freshman year.
I've tried to look up some of the old records. Most of the papers don't have the archives going that far back anymore.
Well, we had them once upon a time, but after we were
bought out.
Yeah,
happens everywhere.
Here we go.
That's it, buddy. He's right.
They disappeared.
They throw him in the dumpster.
You know what? Back when I worked for the Times, and after I worked for the Times, they had a lot of archives because they saved every edition.
Yeah.
And do you remember the storm and the huge flood?
They got flooded.
Yes. Lost them all.
A lot of papers, like you said, when they get bought out, all the bound volumes, we used to have tons of them. Throw them in a dumpster. But now here's the deal. If somebody really wants to look them up, the state archives has, they archive every paper from every day.
Really? Well, I did not know that.
Wait, yes, they do. My solution is this, and I'm going to do it. I just haven't had time
today.
You
know, I could do it on this hour.
I was covering 5 hours of court testimony, but if they have something now called newspapers.com, uh-huh. and the Daily World is part of newspapers.com. So I'm going to look that up and see if they
check out that time period. Yeah,
check out the time period. I just haven't had time yet.
Is this our hourly break, Clint?
Yes,
all
that's
right. We'll be back. This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies. We've got another hour to go, and we have not touched a itty-bitty bit
a
of
tiger,
college,
a Cajun, or a saint,
or professional football. We will touch that itty-bitty bit on the other side.
Live and local, this is Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game. With over 200 combined years of sports coverage in Acadiana, this is a gathering unlike any other.
Well, every week this show looks better to me.
Every week your eyesight gets worse.
This is Five Guys, Stories and Lies. Here's your host, Don Allen.
Hey, everybody. At the Man Cave tonight, we have Bobby Ardwin, Bruce Brown, Glenn Quibido, Tom Brown, our whiz, Clint Domain, behind the curtain. And
Bobby is now tagless.
Oh, you took it off?
Yes.
Oh, Bobby. That,
come on,
that,
Bobby.
I'm tagless. I'm tagless.
You know, some people out there are listening to that howdy, and they wonder what walked in
with his nice new jacket built for 44 degrees, and the price tag was still on it. So that's where that comes from.
A la Minnie Pearl from the Grand Ole Opry. And a lot of people won't know what we're talking about.
We will be on that for
months. Yep.
It will, forever.
Don't worry, guys. You know what they say about payback.
What? Don's looking at you. No, what do they say?
You can't pay that back, Bobby.
Oh.
Well, what do they say, man?
All right, we talked high school we're not quite finished. Didn't Louie call you back? Or didn't you get a hold of Louie?
Yeah, he called me and said they still hadn't made a decision on where those select games are going to be.
That decision. So the playoff, the championship games.
Right, and the way he understood it was the way I understood it, that Bonine rule that, you know, you're going to play where you normally play.
He just hadn't told anybody else. Is that it?
Huh?
He just hasn't told anybody else?
Well, they don't.
Louis, that was a big deal there
for
a while.
That was a big deal, and like Louis said, he doesn't know.
All right.
He just hopes to get there, and then he'll worry about where he'll play anywhere.
We want to talk about college and pros a lot this hour, and since this is an LSU station, we're going to start with the Cajuns.
What the hell was that?
Just what I said.
Why don't we start with the team that's rated number two in the country?
We'll get to that. Well, because they're going to be second.
We'll get to them in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Look,
his name is Don Allen. If you do want to call 706-0111,
that's a
Tiger hater. Which was just funny because I didn't think you were a Cajun lover.
I'm not. I'm not a Cajun lover. I'm not a Tiger hater. I am completely, what's the word I'm looking
detached.
For?
Detached.
Stupid.
Objective.
No, unbiased. Stupid was the word I was looking
detached.
For. Look, you want to start with LSU? Glenn, we'll start with LSU. I just figured that since this station was in Lafayette, and it is
and
a Lafayette sort
LSU
of thing.
Station.
Most people already know what happened, right?
You think? I'm not sure. You want to remind them?
No, y'all go right ahead.
You want to remind them?
Y'all go right ahead.
You want to remind them who scored 42 points?
Y'all go right ahead.
What are you talking about?
We don't know.
How are we doing the picks? Let's start with that.
We've already done our picks.
You could
tell us how
week.
We did.
It's Wednesday night. You had the option to amend your picks if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's all only right.
No, but we're going to give the picks for this week tonight. But I want to know last week because he said that you're perfect.
I am perfect. I am 0-6 where the Saints are concerned.
He's 0-6 on the Saints. You're exactly right.
No. Yeah, you are.
Now we're into something that's called agenda.
What, that's your agenda?
No, I don't have an agenda. That's why. I keep overestimating New Orleans' opponents.
Yeah, for 6 weeks you've been doing that.
Yes, I know. Who are they playing this week? The Bears?
Chicago. And you want to know who Don took?
The Bears. Chicago. The Bears.
Did he take
Chicago,
the Bears?
Chicago.
Oh, I
Chicago.
Thought he took the Saints.
Now, he took the Bears and everybody else took the Saints because...
Because he took the Bears. Yeah, that's right. No, that's why I did take
I went Bears, too.
Well, yeah, I know you did.
I'm
yeah.
down in the overall total, so I need to do that.
Yeah, you're 10-8, which means that you'd be owing the bookie right now.
Did you burn your Cowboys stuff, yeah. Bruce?
You going to start on them again?
Boy, I'm glad he brought that up.
Why?
I like the Redskins, that's why. And it hasn't been very often where the Redskins have won the same weekend that the Cowboys lost.
There hadn't been many of either of them winning it lately.
I heard today that the Cowboys actually signed Justin Hamilton. Somebody got hurt in their defensive line, mm-hmm. and they signed Justin Hamilton, the ex-Raging Cajun, today.
Where
might,
is he
might
down?
Pick him up.
Mm-hmm. Did they say where Hamilton's been? I mean,
practice squad somewhere.
But he's been pondering his NFL career.
Oh man, let that go. That's from a couple of weeks ago. Pondering.
But I just thought that was good to throw in since we were talking about the clown boys.
That word. I mean, you're increasing your vocabulary. That's
okay,
good.
Glenn's got his LSU.
Glenn's 13-5. He ain't much better than Don.
So Glenn,
the Saints could kill me. LSU. I'm still on track, man. I'm the only one that picked LSU to go 12-0.
Well, good for you.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Darn right. I had them right last year, too.
That may be the only thing you have left to look forward to in your picks career.
I told y'all Burrow was going to light them up.
Picks career? This bunch has a yes. picks career?
All right, look, we're going to have to give in to Glenn. I mean, he's got his LSU guide out and everything, yeah. you know?
I'm looking at the board of directors.
Oh, come on. Purple.
Hey, they played a great game. I was a little surprised that Florida didn't throw up a little bit better defense.
Well, I wasn't. LSU's got a great offense.
They do. They have a great offense.
They have an extremely mediocre defense.
Yes.
But they've got a great offense.
Yes, they do.
And the question is, how far can this team go?
By outscoring people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How far can they go with no defense?
Right.
Yeah. As far as Burrow brings them. Because he can throw, Jefferson can catch, Chase can catch.
I don't agree with
that.
How the hell could you not agree with that? He scored 42 points against a Florida defense that wasn't supposed to give up that. That gave up, what, 50-something in all the games leading up to it?
You think,
and they scored 42 against
You them? Think when they get to people like an Alabama?
Yep.
An Ohio State?
Yep.
They're going to put up 42-50?
Yep.
Are you nuts?
That's what you said last week when I said they would score 42 against Florida.
No, I didn't.
Y'all told me I'm the one who gave the most.
Y'all, you're right. Y'all, I didn't.
If you've noticed, Alabama hadn't exactly been shutting people out.
No, their defense is not what
it is.
No, they've been basically outscoring people.
What you going to say, so Clemson?
That's going to be a 50-50 game.
Clemson, after they almost lose to the team that should have beat North Carolina, that should have beat them.
You can't compare those games. Oh, you know that. Geez. You can't compare games. You know that.
You can't compare games and scores. It's just crazy to do
that. No, you cannot do that.
But Glenn, seriously, did you honestly just ask Don how he could disagree with something?
That's right, because he's always right. I'm sorry, Tom. Damn. That's my bad.
Look,
my bad.
It's Beavis and Butthead over here discussing it.
Bobby's 14-4 on the picks.
So what? Because
Bruce is 15-3.
Yeah, because y'all always pick the Saints every week.
Well, we're getting our picks right.
Me and Don have been objective. We've gone with the team that we thought was going to be.
So because we've got a better
objective. Yeah,
so,
okay.
And I'm 16-2, and that makes me not objective because.
No,
because
you
haven't been
the Saints
because
every week.
Missing picks. You're keeping the book. That's why.
Yes.
I'm writing it down when y'all give it to me, dude. Y'all can look at it any time. There's no scratch outs or anything.
Look, they couldn't even get points leading rusher right. So you're going to tell us because you're keeping the books? That's right.
Well, no. What did he tell us yesterday? He picked the Saints because he studied and they would have
right.
But what did he tell us early in the year? I picked the Saints because I've been a Saints fan
since
I was a kid.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly why. So, and good for him because they're paying off for him.
I got news for you. I was all ready to pick Chicago yesterday
until
Don picked Chicago, and then I went with the Saints.
It's like the kiss of death, man.
I don't blame him one bit. I don't blame him at all. All right. We're okay. Let's start with.
We're still on LSU.
No, the hell with LSU and you.
Oh,
we're going to start with the Saints. We're going to start with the Saints.
We're going to start with the Saints.
No, not the picks. Just the Saints.
Just the Saints. That's right. I'm just looking at what I got here. It's on my back.
Not the picks. Not the picks.
That's right.
Talk about the Saints.
So what do you want to talk about the Saints? Teddy Bridgewater for president. Is that what you want to talk about? No. Teddy Bridgewater for president.
Even the most diehard Saints fan is thinking to themselves, God, we've been lucky.
Yes, definitely. You know, look, I'm not going to criticize Bridgewater. I don't mean this to be a criticism. I mean, he's won four games as the quarterback. But I think that a lot of that credit ought to go to the defense rather than Teddy Bridgewater.
Weren't we making fun of the defense at the start of the
year? We were, yes, but haven't they played well the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, they have.
And the thing I told you guys at lunch yesterday is still what I'm thinking. It's like watching Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. Every play just seems like such a struggle to get through. You know, it's not just like, bloop, there's a pass. Bloop, there's a run. It's like you're struggling through every play to get him complete the throw or complete the run. Or it's just not the same, you know.
Tom,
but, hey, he's winning.
It looks like they've scaled down the offense so much for Bridgewater that he doesn't have to make any complex decisions.
Yeah, I agree.
And because if you watch the Jacksonville game Sunday, every pass was a dink.
And he's staring them down at the snap.
Yeah.
He's not going through any progressions. You know, I couldn't understand why he went to Ted Ginn, like, what, four of the first five passes?
Get him off of number 13.
Get him off of 13, and then after that, it's like I would have thrown to no one else but Michael Thomas.
Isn't Alvin Kamara dinged up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Isn't it questionable as to whether or not he plays?
Last week,
yeah,
he was questionable
last week, too.
He doesn't look as natural as he did a couple of previous years, so he's got to be dinged up.
But now, look, Latavius Murray did a good job.
I thought
he played a good game,
yeah,
you know, for being a backup.
I think against the Bear defense, I'd rather have Kamara.
Oh, no question about it. But I thought that Murray did look like the role that they asked Ingram to play last year, which was more of the power back, you know, get the short yardage type thing, you know, and he looked good doing it. But I still think, which we've talked about the last couple of weeks, is I still think they've got to find a second receiver, you know, that someone's got to step up and give Michael Thomas a little bit of relief that they're not double covering him on every play.
Well, you would think that if Ted Ginn Jr. and Traquan Smith, is it? Have not stepped up by now.
That step is
too high for them to reach.
Exactly.
Smith is hurt.
Smith is hurt?
Yeah.
He's been hurt for a year
and a half. Who's their backup receiver?
A guy they got from the University of Texas. His last name's Humphrey. I can't think of his first name.
Oh, Humphreys? I know who you're talking about.
And he's a player that they signed right as the season started because he was never drafted.
Yeah, they're trying to be the Patriots.
The thing about the Saints' defense, Tom, is that and they've been extremely fortunate. They haven't had any major injuries.
No, they haven't. You're right, and it's just the front. The front is doing a really good job of pressuring quarterbacks, and the linebacker, DeMario Davis, man.
He's my favorite
player. He's a player, man. Oh, my goodness, he's a player.
Okay, read the picks off of the Saints. And if anybody wants to adjust, we can adjust.
We got Bobby going with New Orleans, 16-12.
You want to adjust?
Good with that?
Battle of field goals.
That's right. 6-7 field goals. We've got Bruce picking Chicago, 21-16.
I'll stick with that.
You'll stick with that. I'm going with the Saints, 20-10, and I'll stick with that. Glenn's going with the Saints 16-10. Decided to come over with the winning side this week.
Which means I'll lose.
And Don is sticking with Chicago at 17-9, which I guess you're only giving the Saints three field goals, right?
Yep, three field goals and one for the Bears.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That's what we've got.
It's going to be an ugly game.
Yes, it is going to be a good game. I think so.
Ugly game.
It's going to be only as ugly as whoever doesn't win.
The Bears are worried about Trubisky not being able to play. The backup's Chase Daniel. He's probably better than Trubisky.
Well, he's playing better right now.
Yeah. He's steadier.
Yeah.
He's Bears more experienced.
Bears have had trouble with their running game. It hasn't been there. We have our music in the background. When we come back, Tigers and Cajuns and more on Five Guys Stories and Lines.
Hey,
now, back to Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Good choice. Oh, she may be weary.
Otis ready.
Oh, man.
Nobody like him.
Three Dog Night did it better than that.
It's pretty close. Pretty close. They're pretty good.
Night was good. Now.
Yeah.
I didn't know Otis Redding had done that. I always thought it was Three That's Dog Otis. Night.
Everybody's done that.
Yeah, but Three Dog Night could do it.
There's another. Oh, I can't think of. I can't think of the name of the song of the movie. Help me out.
From what this song uses it in?
Yes.
Pretty in Pink, I know, uses it.
No.
Okay, so there's that.
I wasn't thinking you were watching Pretty in Pink, Don.
No.
What made you pick that song?
Hey, who doesn't love a little Otis Redding?
Oh, Otis is the best.
You can never go wrong with a little Otis Redding.
You can't go wrong with Otis, brother.
No, you're right about that.
Trust me, I know.
Never mind, I'm not going to think about it.
What's that telling you? During the break, I'm looking. Apparently, Raymond brought back a game program from LSU. This is old school stuff. They got a game program. UL has what, a flip card?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is 186 pages of high-quality color.
It's old-school money, too.
It's unbelievable.
It's money,
dude.
My boy.
I haven't seen a program look this good in
Can you
years.
Go more than 2 pages without an ad hitting?
Hey, Don.
Oh, no, it's filled with ads.
It's unbelievable.
Don, you were talking about Dr. Strangelove? That's what you were thinking about?
No.
Okay.
No, it's about a
unbelievable.
A band, and they're like English, but they're determined to be a black rhythm and blues band, and they're all white.
Is that thing you do? Is that what I'm thinking about?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I have to figure this out.
No. I'm not going to think about it. But they do this particular song in it, and they do several blues pieces, and they do the music themselves. And these guys were just like, recruited, signed, auditions for this, and they had to be able to sing and to act. I can't think of the name of it, and we're going to move on.
I don't know, but Joan Jett does a fantastic rendition of Crimson and Clover.
Now, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Well, that was close to that.
That was kind of within the same orbit. I'm not sure.
Well, the Yankees aren't playing today, so something had to come out of right field. So there it was.
See how I set you guys up for things all night long. See?
Yeah, you set us up all right. Yeah.
You were talking the other day about Buckley's article after the Appalachian State game concerning the crowd.
Oh, the attendance was 21.
They listed it at 21 and change.
Yeah, it's legit.
But you read the article, and I read the article too, and it's like he was trying to set it up, if I read it right, that 21, all things considered, wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I don't think it is, to be honest with you.
Well,
we've talked about this.
Yeah.
I would hope for more for a game of that impact, but
my thought to the whole thing is it just proves something else that always rubs my crawl the wrong way, in that mediocrity reigns supreme today.
If you settle. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they settle. Because 21,000 is mediocre.
It's still half a stadium empty.
Yeah. Exactly. If you have aspirations to move up to a bigger conference, which they do, you got to show me better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And when Hutzpert was there, I think he had that in his article, like the first 4 or 5 years, he averaged like 24. So, you know, I think they reached that once under Napier. Maybe that was when Southern came or Grambling came, whoever it was. So, yeah, I mean, it's okay compared to the rest of the conference, which averages about 19.
Yeah, 21.
But if you're aspiring to go to a bigger conference, who's going to want you averaging 18?
20,000 in Cajun Field is mediocre. You can't get away from that. Now, Under 20,015, that's poor.
Yes.
25 and up, pretty good crowd.
Yeah, 25 up is okay.
20,000 is just mediocrity.
Yeah. Yes, Bob?
It's a C minus.
But that's what I'm saying. If you want to go to a bigger conference, which everybody's saying,
we've said all of this before, and we've given all the reasons why it's happening. You know, we talk about this almost every week as to why the crowds are low.
It's called apathy.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
That's a new word.
The other part of it is the other part.
I haven't learned that one yet.
The other part of it is ESPN3 and the likes. You can watch it on television or on your computer. At almost any given game.
Yeah. Again, it goes back to the Evangeline Downs and the crowd there. You can watch it online. But still, look at LSU. What did they have the other day, Clint? 102 for the Florida game? I think they had 102.
Yeah, it was 102,000 for that Florida game. Yeah.
So you can't say it's TV because they showed up for that one.
Well, but that's where most of the UL students are going.
A little bit about the environment. It's the fact that was LSU, Florida. There was a lot. That's a real rivalry. At least there's a big difference between what we've seen there versus what we saw last Wednesday at App State. Everybody kind of knew what the story was going to be about that ball game. I think before they walked in the door, and all 21,000 of them.
No, Clint. No, they didn't. I don't agree with that. They didn't know. That's why the 21,000 showed up, because they didn't know. Now, LSU, Florida, you think everybody knew it was going to be 42 to...
Oh, no.
What was the final?
42-28.
42-28?
Yeah. The guys in Vegas apparently did.
I was close.
14-point spread right there.
Yep.
Well, I think the first three quarters of the UL game was an indication that's not what everybody expected. You know, I mean, that's a better football team on defense, and they did a good job against App State.
Yeah, two teams averaging 40 points a game.
Yeah,
in that game, and you have a 10-7 score.
But you gave up 2 90-yard drives, the last of which was the most crucial drive of the game because they couldn't shut them down.
19 plays and 97
yards
in 10 minutes. That was the difference right there.
That was just, this is our conference. We're going to take it over.
That and I'm sorry, but play calling.
Yeah. But
play calling on offense.
You know what? When you're talking about the crowds.
Kind of unimaginative at times and off the wall.
First and goal at the three.
Let's throw a fade.
And you run four times off tackle.
No, let's throw a fade pattern.
Yeah. You know, when they had like a third and 6 inches twice or something and you, I don't know. But there's something about. We'll talk about when we come back, but you have to generate some excitement. And you and I talked about it yesterday. There's not a lot of charisma in that program as far as football.
You're saying there's not a lot of, and I'll say it if you don't want to say it, there's not any charisma at the top.
At the top. Dang. Exactly. No, that's true. That's true. And that's the one thing you have to give Hutsman credit for, because he got people excited. Hutsman was in a helicopter landing in Erath, Louisiana to watch Elijah Mitchell.
We need to take a commercial break. Oh, words about Erath. I'm going to take you back to prep when we come back. When Five Guys Stories and Lies continues.
They're here to tell it like it is and how it was. This is Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies, 706-0111. That's your number here at the studios on the Ardco Equipment Hotline. Before we continue, I said I was going to say something about Erath. We had the Erath playing
Erath.
Host. It's Erath.
Erath.
You do not say Erath in Erath. You do not do that.
Not walk out alive.
No.
Earth.
We had the Erath
in Boston down the road
hosting Kaplan game last week, and it was the first time in 12 years that Erath has beaten Kaplan in that game. And they beat him like 20-12. And to be honest with you, they dominated the game. You have never seen a fan base happier.
Oh, yeah.
Just gleeful that they won that game.
I bet.
Everybody had a smile on their face, except the Kaplan folk. Yeah. Everybody had a smile on their face.
That made their season, man.
Kaplan, yes. Yeah, Kaplan's
having being fun. As close as they but are
you,
like that.
But, yeah. You know, going back to generating excitement in things, and again, I've never met Billy Napier. Or
you haven't been allowed to.
Exactly. Well, that's part of it.
IMG College has seen to that. You do not talk with him.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have access to him like, you know, they're
people listening have no idea how much the Learfield contract with the powers that be over there infuriates us. They have no idea.
Well, I mean,
it's more frustration.
Because we're used to the old days where you could talk to anybody you wanted to talk to. And you could talk to them in any setting you wanted to talk to, and now you're restricted to going to press.
And you could give them publicity.
Yes.
Anytime you wanted to.
And we did a lot. Everybody in this room gave tons and tons and tons.
I'll go ahead and say what I told y'all during the break. I won't mention names. We tried to talk to a college coach.
What's the point if you're not going to mention the name?
Well, yeah,
because that's the way I am.
He just wants to protect the guy.
Notre Dame Kaplan game a couple of weeks ago. There was a UL coach. He was there scouting three players at Notre Dame.
Okay, this case, I can see not mentioning the name.
And we asked him at halftime if he would talk with us. And he basically just said, I would love to, but I'm just not sure of my parameters on what I can and can't do in terms of making interviews because he wasn't the head coach. You know, and it's like, that's just ridiculous.
Well,
the guy
if he was
can't,
the head coach, he certainly
what did they think
couldn't.
We were going to ask him? You know, we were going to ask him, hey, what about this season? You're 4-1 at the time or whatever. You know, it's like, it's just ludicrous, man. It's like that no one else can talk to him unless you go to the press conference or you're at another particular location. Yeah, it's just crazy.
The thing that gets me is, again, you want to generate crowds. You have to have something to generate excitement, and for there are a lot of people out there that didn't like Hutz, but you got to give it to the guy. Like we were saying right before the break, that guy on a Friday night got with a kid in ambulance and was flying to 4 and 5 high school football games, landing, making a big spectacle, and people were like, man, look, the UL football coach is here, and he'd go to Rotary clubs and he'd do all kinds, and he was on TV, he was doing all kinds of stuff. And he actually generated excitement. Man, it's like going to a funeral, man. I mean, nobody's – there's no excitement in that program that I see. Am I wrong? You guys go to press conferences. Y'all can't even get the information y'all want.
Yeah, Bobby, Bruce, you guys do go to the conferences.
It's not an electrifying atmosphere. I'll give you that.
It's not electrifying.
That is Bruce's idea of making a major statement right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody said, well, you know, that's how Saban is. Well, Saban's at a different level.
This is the number
Saban
one or two team in the country.
Yeah, Saban can afford to be like that. But even so, when he does his press conference, I don't know if y'all ever watch his press conferences. I do every once in a while on YouTube. Some of them are hilarious.
Yeah.
Because he'll tell you like it is. He's not afraid. He'll tell you flat out.
And he'll actually spar with some of the reporters, which is really funny.
But he actually answers questions if they're intelligent questions. But it's like, no, I'd rather not tell you that, you know, because didn't you ask a question about one time, what are your weaknesses?
Now, and we're not talking about Saban here. You got to differentiate.
No, okay, yeah, I'm talking about it. You know.
The question that I asked Billy it was the first game of the season. Hadn't played anybody. I said, Coach, going into the opening game, what are the concerns about your team? Now, I can ask any prep football coach in the state of Louisiana, and they'll shoot pretty straight with me.
Yeah. We're worried about our secondary on defense or something
like
that.
Well, I don't want to give our opponents any advantages. And that was it. And so it's like, well, I'll write you off too, you know?
Yeah, Hutzpah just generated excitement. That's all I can say. And that's why they averaged what they averaged. They won, but he generated excitement on the field and off the field.
Are you still holding the rope?
Yeah, that's kind of old cliche.
Boy, it is.
That came from Burtman, man. That came from Skip Burtman, and he probably got it from somebody.
They're holding the rope at Austin Peay now.
Yeah, yeah.
Ricky Bussell you used that, too.
Ricky Bussell was good. Ricky Bussell
was great.
But let me tell you something. Again, and that's before I retired. I was in the insurance business. I go to insurance class, and we have lunch, and guess who shows up? Husband shows up. And he talks for half an hour. It's like, man, and this is in the season. And that's what I'm saying is like, you know, you got to generate some excitement outside of just, you know, X's and O's. And I know maybe that's not Billy's deal, but.
Well, look, he's a more low-key guy, okay?
I'm sure he's a great guy, but you need to have some excitement.
And I'm not taking up for him in any way, but do you know that he's not going to these luncheons and talking to people? Do you know that for a fact? Or is it just not being publicized by the university?
There's nothing being publicized, and I know that we can't get him on our show.
Well, I know that too. But so, do you know that as a university representative, he's not going to the Lions Club or the Knights of Columbus and making a lunch talk? And it's just not being covered because they're not telling everybody. I don't know.
I don't
know. I have no idea.
I know one thing. I haven't heard anybody say that he's landed in a helicopter in Erath, Louisiana.
It's a covert operation, Tom.
It seems to be sometimes.
Billy, I'm sure you're a nice guy, but, you know, again.
Walk out on the move. Walk out on the move.
We've been watching too many spy movies. All right, hey, look, just for y'all information, Hutchbutt in Ohio Valley Conference is 2-0, and he's got a 4-2 record. So there you go.
Go pee.
There you go. Go HUD.
Let's go pee.
Go pee. Oh, jeez.
Took you a moment to get that one, didn't it?
I have to get myself in Opelousas mode.
No, you have to get yourself past the Kitty was a hooker.
So are we going to review the UL picks now?
Yeah, so I was just about to bring that
up. Okay, Bobby, you took Arkansas State 24-10.
We'll go with that.
Good with that. Bruce, you took Arkansas State 31-30.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling about that game. I think that's going to be a loss.
Okay. I am staying with UL at 35-28 because I don't think they can kick a field goal. Okay. But You remember the trip we made to Arkansas State? Only because I remember.
I remember a lot of them.
I remember them pulling off some upsets. Remember the one where Ron Irvin intercepted the ball and returned it about 90 yards down the sideline?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and the night before when we got there, we were at the Holiday Inn, sitting in a room playing Blu-ray, and we kept wondering why all these cars kept circling the parking lot at the Holiday Inn. It was one of those where you could drive in one side, go around, and go out the other end.
What people need to be explained to is Jonesboro was a dry county.
Right. And so we finally stopped one of the cars and said, why are all these cars going around the parking lot? He said, well, we're looking to see who rented rooms. We go buy our booze in the other county, and we come over here and we rent the rooms.
That's right.
And we have parties the night before. And we were like, okay, but that's Arkansas State.
You had to drive about 10 miles, and then that's where that's when the liquor stores were. And you could buy your booze there, and then you'd bring it back.
Well, the interesting thing to me was that the kids were cruising the joint at night. The next morning, I wake up, and the adults are cruising the thing. So I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah. they were looking for their husbands and wives, apparently.
Looking for their kids.
Looking for their kids.
Were you still calling the games? I don't know. Last trip I remember going covering a game up there, we land in Memphis, right? And we get on a bus that looks like it was one of Elvis's buses from the 50s.
I'm sure.
We went to the wrong hotel, dude. We all pile out of the – I was up there like, I don't think this is right. And we all pile out of the bus and run to the front desk, and the front desk is going like, what the hell y'all doing here? And then finally they realize we're at the wrong hotel, and you should have seen this bus. You don't see any buses like that on the road anymore. But that wasn't that long ago.
The driver
that's
probably
my last memory of going cover an Arkansas State game up there.
The driver probably just didn't understand what all those Cajuns were saying.
I quit doing the games in like 2000. So if it was before 2000?
No, it was probably after that.
My favorite Jonesboro memory, it was back in the 80s. And evidently, back then, they were landing jets at the Jonesboro Airport. And we had finished the game.
Well, I got one for that, too.
And we go to the airport to access the tarmac to get into the plane, and all the gates
are locked. I was there.
Okay. So all of us threw our typewriters and suitcases over the fence.
Over a six-foot-high hurricane fence.
And we were like Spider-Man. We were
climbing the fence.
That was for the basketball championship, wasn't it?
No, that was
football. Tom, it happened more than once.
Right, we had to do that for basketball back when Andrew Tonian and they went and played at Arkansas State, and a win gave them the conference championship. But we weren't on a jet. We were on one of those twin props out of Iberia.
I went on that trip.
And we had to do the same thing. We had to jump the fence.
We had
to jump the fence to get out because they had locked all the gates.
You'd be handcuffed today if you tried to pull that.
All right, Glenn, you took Arkansas State 24-17, you turncoat.
I'm a turncoat because I took Arkansas State?
You sticking with that?
Who's favored?
You sticking with that?
What?
It's just a yes or no question.
What's the score?
24-17.
All right, I tell you what. I'll help you out right there. 21-17.
See, you knew anyone was going to change that score, it was going to be him. All right.
Well,
Don, you took UL 42-38, which has me seriously considering my pick of UL now.
42-38. I think there are going to be a lot of points.
I think there will, too.
That's cruel that you would say that.
No, that's all right.
That's all right. To make a run here.
You ought to see my fantasy team. Do you think these picks are bad?
That's just being disrespectful from the senior member of this group. That's what that is.
I'm not the oldest guy here.
I said to the senior member. Right. That's the senior.
Bobby, are you the senior or am I?
I think you're the senior and the senior.
Okay.
What's the line on this game?
I don't know.
I can't find it.
Find it for us. We're going to take a break. Five Guys, Stories and Lies back in a moment.
The viewpoints heard on this program could be considered politically incorrect. Good thing they're too old to care.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
This is Five Guys Stories and Lies on 103.7 The Game.
Maybe some of you saw the story when Atlanta was still in the playoffs before the Cardinals took them out with that 13-run inning and the like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to notice the story that says the Atlanta Braves are going to be cutting back on their use of the tomahawk chop? Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yes, and I happened to turn it on that night, and it was the fifth inning, and it was like 13-3 or something like that. And a lot of people in the stadium had left by that, but there are still a lot of people left. And to give them credit, they were still very much in it, and every one of them was doing that tomahawk chop. Every one of them. They're going to cut back on that? I don't think so.
Doesn't appear that way.
No, I don't think they. I don't think their fan base has gotten that message, and they probably never will at Florida State either.
Well, wasn't LSU doing the Florida chop after the game, Clint?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So they were. Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's called disrespecting.
That was one of the things they were doing.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy holding up the quarterback thing in the pregame show?
No.
Frank, the guy that broke his leg gruesomely, and they made note of it. He's holding up the quarterback, and he's got the bottom of his leg on like a rivet, and he's hitting it, and the leg is spinning around.
Oh, my God.
Right behind.
That's tasteful.
It's just like the Oklahoma teams. They were told to stop doing the bottom down hook 'em horns with the hand down.
Yeah. Why?
Because it was disrespectful.
Oh, geez.
And the coaches, I think,
horns
made
down.
Made stop. Yeah, horns down. The coaches made them stop doing that.
Oh, the Oklahoma players.
Oh, the politically correct stuff is.
But
just
real quick, get this in there. When we talked about Burroughs, and none of y'all believe in Burroughs as much as I do, but you
it's Burrough, not Burroughs.
I corrected.
Every time he says Burroughs, I think of this little gopher.
I corrected it, Professor.
Okay. Doesn't he look like a young Jim Brewer to y'all? Burroughs.
No,
you mean Burrow? All right, go ahead, Glenn. We're through. No respect.
No, hey, Glenn, didn't they have a report come out that said that Burrow would make a better, is rated as a better NFL prospect than Tua?
I think that's what I saw earlier today.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I can too. He's he's definitely improved his value. There's
his
no question
vision,
about
his
that.
Decision making, his moving around in the pocket. I mean,
look. Oh, I talked to a guy the other day. Said it's his head too, his brain, his smarts.
Well, you know why? Because he doesn't have to go to class and stuff.
Right. Yeah. He's in graduate school.
So he sits there and he studies film all
Leave
day.
Leave it to Glenn to come up with an angle. He doesn't go to class.
He doesn't have.
He's
to.
In graduate school.
He does his stuff online.
Okay.
They said that during the pregame if you'd have listened. But you didn't listen, did you?
Nope, you're right. I was definitely not looking at the LSU pregame. Didn't it start Friday night?
Yes.
Well, I thought it was Thursday morning, but yeah.
I read one headline that say he's now the, and I don't know how they can do this with this much time left, but say he's now the number one choice of the Heisman.
No, like I told you all yesterday, I don't think he'll win it simply because he's from LSU. Unless LSU would win the national championship. Well, that's decided before the national championship.
I wouldn't rule out Jalen Hurts
but
either.
They would have to go 12-0, convincingly 12-0, for him to be in the top two.
All I know is the last time LSU was averaging 40 points a game was 1908.
1908.
Didn't they play the Cajuns that year?
I think they played St. Martinville High.
Okay.
I think something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, probably when they beat them about 110-0.
Yeah.
Okay. What were you going to say, Clint? You were ready.
But
to
I think you kind of put it together perfectly. 12-0, and you got to be a convincing 12-0. More importantly, you have to, with emphasis, win that Alabama game because to me, whoever wins that is winning the Heisman.
It wouldn't be 12-0 if they didn't win the Alabama game.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, but what you're saying is he needs to play well in the Alabama game.
Exactly. Look back at 2015 whenever Leonard Fournette had all the Heisman hype in the world, and then came
Alabama.
The Alabama game.
He
ran to brick wall, and who looked really good in that game? Derrick Henry, and wouldn't you know, he won the whole thing at the end of the year. And he was the Heisman Trophy winner.
I'm making note of this. Glenn and now Clint both. Burroughs has to go 12-0.
Burroughs.
You need to scratch out that S.
To be number two. Okay. We're going to look back on this.
Yeah.
Gopher. Yeah.
So,
okay.
LSU picks.
Everybody picked LSU. No doubt there. Scores are pretty close. Bobby, you got it 47-20.
He doesn't remember.
You good with that? Bruce has got 52-17.
If it's that close.
Yeah. I had 48-17. I'm going to alter mine to 55-17.
See, because what I tell you yesterday.
That Mississippi State have an injury problem?
I told you any team can score 42 against Florida is going to score 60 against.
Oh, okay. And Glenn's got 52-14.
And I'm going to raise that to 60.
60? Okay.
That's because he read the program.
Yeah. He read the LSU program.
True. It's pretty good.
All 2,000 pages of it. And Don's got 49-20, thinking State's going to score.
Maybe a defensive touchdown there late.
Yeah. Okay. 49-20. You good with that? Well, we're good then. Man.
I'm good. I'm good.
We made all these picks yesterday at lunch, not thinking we were going to have a show today, and we're just solid.
Well, you know what? Nobody really cares.
This is also true.
I care because I'm 16-2.
Although we do have.
Well, you know what the prize is for that?
Yeah, same thing as the prize is for 10-8.
I thought we were going to put $20 each on this thing.
What?
Listen to this. These responses.
Oh, I won't. I'll tell you. Look, I'm in the lead.
It's like that commercial. What?
No,
I'm stealing your car.
What?
I have to wait till my Social Security check comes in.
No, he gets an extra slice of bacon at IHOP if he wins.
Oh, I know what I was going to bring up.
What?
Where's the best breakfast around?
Waffle House.
Man.
I like Waffle House.
That's your vote?
Waffle House is pretty good.
Coffee Depot and Scott's not
Wait,
good.
What you got?
Coffee Depot and Scott. Really?
Is that the one right in the car?
You're a French toast guy. That's why you're saying
They have breakfast
waffles.
In there?
Waffles this deep.
So it's pretty not sweet. Just coffee. They have breakfast in there all day long?
Go on, Clint. I know you want to throw your 2 cents in.
I don't want to throw the 2 cents in the debate, but I was just wondering, why was this brought up with 2 minutes to go in the show? This would have been great for like a second or third segment.
Well, this will give us a week to think about
Nobody said we're planning this.
Clint,
I thought maybe you would have had this in mind.
It'll wet the
This would have driven telephone calls, I think.
Have we ever been conventional?
We're going to all go eat at some different places, and we'll
what's
talk about
pick?
It next week.
Hurry up. What's your pick?
For breakfast?
Yes, for breakfast.
IHOP when it's good, when it's right.
What's yours, Tom?
I like Waffle House. You know,
I like Edie's.
Edie's. Oh, he must have gone to Edie's this week.
I like
biscuits
Edie's.
You cannot
beat the biscuits.
Well, that's a given.
But the rest of the breakfast, the eggs, bacon, sausage, whatever you want, and it's at a great, great price, and that's his ad for the week.
Where
right
is
there.
It?
Yeah, I know. You just gave it to him.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah. You got free breakfast tomorrow.
It's at the corner of, you know, where Bendel Road is off right there.
Really?
Bendel and Pinnock.
You know where the best deal for breakfast is?
My kitchen.
No. Best deal for breakfast, if you have in that neighborhood, go to Lafayette General Hospital for like $2.
Look, I just spent 3 days at General and ordered. No.
Can I help you, sir?
No,
walking in Lafayette General. Can I help you, sir? No, I'm just going to the cafeteria to eat breakfast.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, man, it's good. That's where I found out why the eggs were so yellow that they put yellow dye in the eggs. That's I didn't know that. I learned that in your room, right?
Liquid eggs.
Yeah.
The liquid whites.
I asked the dietitian, why yellow eggs so yellow?
You're right, Clint. This should have been saved for another time.
Go Cajuns.
And another place.
Go Dragons.
We're done for the night. We will be back next Wednesday, unless, of course, the Astros are playing World Series games and we'll be bumped. I don't know.
They're going to eliminate the Yankees before then.
I said World Series, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Clint's going to tell Raymond tomorrow. He should have heard how they ended this show last night.
Go Tigers.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Go Rodney. Make your stand. Take it.